Hello, everybody. Josh Neighbors here for the Locked On Big 12 podcast. Today, it is December 21st, 2021. And on today's show, we're going to hit on some transfer news. Adrian Martinez is headed to Kansas State. We'll talk about that move for him and what it does for Chris Klieman's Wildcats. And also, Casey Thompson from Texas is now in the transfer portal as well. Talk about that and some other bowl-related things coming up on today's show, which is brought to you all by Sonos. Right now is a perfect time to get Sonos right before college football, the New Year's Six Bowls, and also right before the NFL playoffs as well. It is an immersive sound experience. All right, let's talk transfer QBs right after this.
You are Locked On Big 12. Your daily podcast on the Big 12 Conference, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, everybody, let's get into it here. Once again, Josh Neighbors here, Locked On Big 12 Podcast. We got a piece of news last week, and we didn't get to it, have my interview with Michael Swain on Friday, but this news came out late last week. Over the course of the weekend, it broke as well. Adrian Martinez is going to Kansas State. So once again, not breaking news. This came out on the 16th, so 5 days ago. So it was a little while ago, but we have not reacted to it yet. And just kind of get some reactions, some thoughts about what this move means for Kansas State. And look, I've kind of been over the league. I've been thinking about it for next year. There are very few concrete quarterback situations. I kind of put them all down here. We'll run through them right now. Texas, we think it's going to be Quinn Ewers, but obviously Malik Murphy comes in there too. Hudson Card has not yet made a decision. Casey Thompson, who we're going to talk about later, is in the transfer portal. Then Baylor, we think it's going to be Gary Bohan. He's got obviously a couple years left. He's just a sophomore and you know, was the quarterback of a team that won 10-plus games, but did get injured down the stretch. And we saw Blake Shapen look really strong, especially in that first half against Oklahoma State. So we think Bohannon, but there could be some questions there. Spencer Sanders has been inconsistent, but I think he's pretty much entrenched as the starter at Oklahoma State. So you got to figure that is where he is going to be next season. Oklahoma, Caleb Williams, we think, I mean, it's his job, but if he decides to transfer, then there are a whole lot of things kind of come in motion for what the future of the Oklahoma quarterback that spot looks like. Kansas State now with Adrian Martinez feels like a pretty solid bet. You know, you don't bring in a guy that's a fifth year, guy started for 4 years and has a fifth year of eligibility. You don't bring him in usually to just compete for a job. You bring in a guy like that to play, to be the starter. So I think that's kind of where people are in that situation. West Virginia, we think it's going to be Garrett Green. There's been no word from Jarrett Dagey yet about his future, whether he's coming back or not. I think that indicates maybe he is moving on. We'll see, but that's up in the air. How much do you trust Garrett Green moving forward? Jason Bean and Jalen Daniels, both at Kansas, is a very interesting situation. Jalen Daniels played really well at times. Jason Bean was a starter for most of the year, so where do you go in that direction? We think Hunter Deckers is going to take over. Obviously, Brock Purdy could come back if he wanted to. I don't think that's where a lot of people believe that the situation is trending as far as Iowa State's quarterback situation. Max Duggan, yes, at TC. That feels like it's a pretty big yes. I know people kind of liked what Chandler Morris did towards the back end of the season, but I think Max Duggan's kind of deserved that spot. And then Texas Tech, you've got Shuck, you've got Morton, you've got Smith. All three are pretty strong options in my estimation, in my belief, but all three of those guys, you know, I think they're going to compete for the job. And my you know, thought is you kind of go with Donovan Smith, but we'll see what happens. But all three of those guys are potential. So that's why this move is so interesting, because it feels like it kind of does solve one of the questions of, hey, who will Kansas State starter be next season? Skylar Thompson was banged up, was injured this year, but he is going to be moving on next season. And we'll see if, you know, what his future holds, if he can make it to the next level, make it to the NFL. Had so many injury issues over the course of time. But I will say this, with the quarterbacks that are currently in the room with Rubley, and you also consider in Will Howard and Jaron Lewis, we've seen enough Will Howard to know that, at least in my opinion, we have, that he is not going to be the solution for Kansas State at quarterback. He has really struggled at times. He's had a couple decent performances, but not a guy that does a whole lot for you in the passing game, can run some. We've seen in a couple spurts this year, he did a good job running the football, but not a guy that can really run the offense and keep it humming in a significant way that we saw, you know, when Skylar Thompson was at the reins of the offense. And so that is why now we turn our attention towards Adrian Martinez, a guy who has been a four-year starter at Nebraska, has had plenty, you know, of experience at the helm for that team, you know, and like to have a guy who started the 4 years, that's great. You know, this guy is somebody for them that's thrown over almost 8,500 yards, right? 45 touchdowns. Here's a problem for him, though. 30 INTs on the ground. He's run for 2,300 yards. He's rushed for 35 touchdowns in his career as well. So this is a guy who doesn't, you know, he's got, let's see, I'm counting right now in my head, 80 career touchdowns and across the four seasons that he's had. The issue for him is this. He turns over the ball so much. 30 interceptions for him in his career at Nebraska. And then I kind of tracked it. This year at one point, it was like 18 fumbles through 34 starts. I don't know if it counts all the ones he's lost. I don't know if that's the case. But from that point on, I mean, I've got the number now at 20 fumbles in 39 games. Now, he did not lose all of them, but he's still turfing the football. He had a couple towards the back end. So this is a guy that, you know, has turned the ball over like 40-plus times in his career and across the four seasons. And this is the problem for him. And I've watched enough Adrian Martinez to know people seem to think he's got a lot of talent, a lot of ability. I've never watched him and been that impressed. I think he had a nice year last year, although it was an abbreviated year. And this year he completed less than 62% of his passes, 14 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, did run for the 525 and 13 scores on the ground. So I think for Kansas State, there's two sides of this. Number one, can you clean up his, you know, the big thing is actually, let's just kind of take a step back here. The upshot is he is an improvement over what it appears you'd have replacing Skylar Thompson at moving forward. I think he is an upgrade over Will Howard, Jaren Lewis, and Rubley we have not seen, right? So that's kind of a open question there about what Rubley is going to show if he does get a chance to. I think once again, he is an upgrade over everything that they've had right now and what we've seen. The other part of this is like how much better does he actually make them though? So he is an upgrade, but does he make them much better than they were last? And look, 7-5 was a respectable season they had. Probably should have been 8-4. They probably should have beaten Texas last week of the season. Texas went out and earned that one, but that's a game that you think, you know, you think Kansas State probably should win. They were a better performing team than Texas for most of the year. So when you factor that in there, like, does this make them any better? That's kind of the question that's on my mind. Is Kansas State going to be better with Adrian Martinez at the helm? I tend to think no. I tend to think that they're not going to improve very much. You know, I don't think his raise is silly. Now, got a decent group of playmakers, and a lot of those guys are coming back, right? Obviously, you think about Deuce Vaughn. He's there, and Knowles as well. They're going to try to, you know, kind of retool that offense and get that thing going in the correct direction and kind of keep it on the upward trajectory using their playmakers. Does it make them a lot better though? And once again, I've said this, but I don't think the answer is yes, but it's once again, a good option for kind of the situation that they were in, you know, questions of the quarterback position moving forward. They've now got a proven guy, you know, a proven playmaker in Adrian Martinez for them. Can they clean up his turnover issue? Because that is the one part of this that I think is important for Kansas State offenses is, look, this is not an offense that's all about hitting explosive plays. At peak efficiency, we saw it this year in the Oklahoma game, they held the football for a long period of time. They made Oklahoma make the most out of their possessions. I think that's ideally what Kansas State can be. Now, they do hit home runs, right? They've got a home run playmaker in Deuce Vaughn. They had a couple big-time runs this year as well from the quarterback spot. But really the offense is kind of, it's not a one that's always looking to throw the ball way downfield, right? It's a more of a holding the ball, plotting offense. I think Adrian Martinez does help that in some ways, but it's also about taking care of the football. Like if you want to make the game a slower paced game, then it doesn't make sense. You know, it's unfortunate, rather, if you have a quarterback who turns the ball over a lot. And I'm going to look here at let's see if we can find some pace stats for this season to really figure out. I should have had this up beforehand, but at least from a most plays run perspective. But this is not, you know, I don't know if anybody watched Kansas State. Actually, believe it or not, here they are, the Kansas State Wildcats this year. They ran the least amount of plays per game. 57.5 plays per game was the least amount of plays run by a team by over three full plays. The next team was Stanford at 60.8 in all of FBS this year. So this just shows you, like, this was a team that wants to play slow. And if you're going to play slow, a big part of that is taking care of the football because you then have to maximize your possessions. Adrian Martinez might not help maximize their possessions. I think that's the big worry. That's the concern. But in terms of play, you know, proven playmakers, we'll see. And also he's a running threat. So that could mix well with Deuce Vaughn. So I think this is an interesting kind of risk type play because I think that turnovers could kind of blow back in their face. But also, if he kind of shows from that playmaking, helps them win a few games, and he didn't at Nebraska, he cost them a couple of those games single-handedly. But if he can get some of that playmaking stuff, or the turnover stuff under control, he can help them win some games this conference. I do believe that. And also, once again, it's one of the more stable quarterback situations we feel like, especially not knowing what Jake Rubley gives you. I think Kansas State now is one of the more, at least kind of knowing what we've got here. They're up there in terms of quarterback situations. I think it says more about the conference than it does about Kansas State situation, but also it's kind of nice for them to be able to know what the idea is, what kind of the plan is moving forward. All right, quick break, and then we'll hit on some other transfer quarterback news. Today's show is brought to you all by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the best way to play daily fantasy for college sports. They've got college football, college basketball. I've been telling you guys about Prize Picks. What are you guys waiting for to sign up? In addition to college football, like I said, Prize Picks makes it more exciting to bet on college basketball. If you download Prize Picks, the app right now, it's available in most states. Use the promo code Locked On. That's LOCKEDON, Locked On. You'll receive a 100% deposit match up to $100. If you deposit $100, I'll give you an extra $100 to play with today at Prize Picks. Once again, download the app. It is available in most states. All right, so the next bit of news that we got is that Casey Thompson is going to be transferring away from Texas. And this is big news because Casey Thompson was the starter there for part of this year. You know, things kind of went back and forth, but he ended up throwing 24 touchdowns, did throw 9 interceptions, ran for 4 as well, and I think established himself as a pretty decent player. I think you saw, especially during those wins, you know, the early season, he was fine against Rice. He, against Texas Tech, he absolutely lit them up. That was his best game of the season, no doubt. Helped them, kind of lead them, steady them to a victory over TCU. He was slinging it all over the place against actually, you could argue the Oklahoma game was his best game, but I think for more from an efficiency standpoint, I mean, he was 18 of 23 against Texas Tech. While he did throw over more yards and more touchdowns against Oklahoma, it felt like the Texas Tech game was kind of that complete performance, and really they didn't need him for the entire game either. You know, the Baylor performance was good, and things got worse late, but, you know, how much was that him? He threw for 6 scores against Kansas. So this is a guy that's shown some ability. He's a good athlete. He's got good enough size. And I think there's going to be a lot of teams that are in the market for Casey Thompson. I think one possibility that we should all consider is that he might take his time because the Oklahoma spot might come open. Now, obviously, the family ties for Casey Thompson to Oklahoma are pretty strong, but you know, I think there's a good chance that if Caleb Williams leaves, why wouldn't Casey Thompson want to go there? And why wouldn't Brent Venables and Jeff Lebby want a guy like Casey Thompson there. I think it's a really good advantageous situation for both, but I think what, you know, I think from what I've heard, it's kind of a waiting game for Caleb Williams for, and this is not in relation to Casey Thompson, but I think the waiting game for Caleb Williams might also affect the market and how other things move for some other teams. Now, people had mentioned Nebraska is out there as well. And once again, I don't think we're going to hear about this stuff until we know Caleb Williams' decision. And from what I can tell, it's going to be after the bowl game when Caleb Williams decides whether or not he is going to be staying at Oklahoma with the new staff, with Jeff Lebby, with Brent Venables. Is he going to be staying on to be a part of that, you know, in that situation? Will he be there? You know, that remains to be seen. And I don't think anybody really knows what the answer is at this point in time for that. But Casey Thompson, outside of that, is still going to have a lot of people seeking him. Now, a good point that one of my colleagues over at SiriusXM, Dusty Dvorak, made the other day, is that, look, a lot of these teams want these guys in the winter, December, and a lot of the players want them there too. They want to get there for the you know, in January, spring, so you can be there for spring football and just kind of get yourself acclimated during that February and January months and get to know the teammates before you really hit spring ball. Still, there's a little bit of time for it. So I think all of this stuff most likely gets cleared up around New Year's. I think that's what the timeline I'm looking for. But I mentioned Nebraska. You know, I mentioned some of these situations across the conference too. I mean, I think there's a lot of spots that could make sense, right? Could he go to a TCU? I tend to think not. Iowa State, you know, do they trust Hunter Deckers? What about a West Virginia? Could he end up there at a place like that? There are some potential options in the Big 12. I think some of those would make sense. I think he's an able player. I think a lot of coaches got a good view of him this season. And so I think that ups his stock, at least in the conference. And look, I don't think Casey Thompson had his moments where he was the problem at Texas. He made some bad throws. That one against Baylor is one that really does stick in my mind. He had a bad interception in that game, if I remember correctly. But I think, I mean, I find him a pretty able player. I thought he was better than Hudson Card this year. I thought he should have been the starter for most of the season. I don't think Casey Thompson was just the problem. I think Texas had so many other issues up front, on the defensive line as well, so up front on offense and up front on defense, if you will. They had a lot of issues on both of those sides. So I really didn't see it, you know, as a total Casey Thompson problem, but they had deficiencies across the board. So I know I'd said in the past that, look, they got to find a QB that they can stick with, and I think that's true. I just don't think that situation was going to be one that worked out. I don't think it was a solid one. I think Casey Thompson could still be a really good player, had those moments where he was not good enough, but yeah, I think that the Texas situation was just a weird one because the way that team played late in games, you needed somebody who was more dependable. I don't know if he was at that point yet. Like, Casey Thompson is a good player, but he's not the guy that you can hang your hat on. He's not a Baker Mayfield. He's not a Kyler Murray. You know, he's not one of these crazy, really good playmaking quarterbacks who's just going to do it all for you. While he had some great games, you know, he did have his downside moments. So I'm really interested to see what his future could be. A place like Ole Miss, you know, could make a lot of sense. There's a bunch of schools in the ACC that could use a quarterback as well if you wanted to head that way. There's definitely some places that could use a guy like Casey Thompson. But, you know, I think just because he's leaving Texas and it's a crowded quarterback room there, I don't necessarily says anything bad about the caliber of player Casey Thompson is. And also, if he wanted to go to the FBS or to the P5 level, I'm sure he could go somewhere and light it up. I think a lot of people believe that. And a lot of quarterbacks do go to that P5 level and light it up at times. But yeah, there are a couple options, obviously, for him, as I mentioned, in the Big 12 conference. I would just have a tough time seeing him go to a place that's not Oklahoma. I feel like if we're thinking about those kinds of places, those kinds of schools in the Big 12, Oklahoma would be number one on his list. And I feel like that's what he might be potentially waiting on. Who knows? We'll see what Caleb Williams ends up deciding. We'll see if that causes any kind of ripple effect or if those two things are going to be separate entities moving forward. All right, that will do it for today's show. Before we get out of here, one more word from our sponsors. Today's show is brought to you by betonline.ag. Go to betonline.ag today to get in on the bowl action. I mentioned earlier we talked some bowl stuff. This is the bowl stuff right here. Our friends at betonline.ag have all the spreads, all the possible props, everything you could want in terms of bowl betting right now. Go to betonline.ag. You can bet on college football, college basketball, MLB, futures bets, NBA, all those kinds of things they've got there. Use a promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, when you sign up. 50% deposit bonus when you do. So if you deposit $100, I give you an extra 50 to play with today. BetOnline.ag. BetOnline, it is where the game starts. Today's show is also brought to you by Built.com. It's where you can find Built Bars, Built Go, Built Boost. It's holiday season. It's a great treat. It's also good for you. Tastes like candy bar, but it's better for you than most candy bars are. They've got all kinds of flavors, peanut butter, brownie, raspberry, mint chocolate, all kinds of stuff you can find right now at Built.com. Go there today. Use the promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15, LOCKED15 for 15% off upon your first order at Built.com. All right, that will do it for today's show. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at JoshNeighbors_. You can see it here on the screen if you're watching on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube as well. You leave a like, leave a comment as well. Love it when you guys comment. It gives me ideas for the shows moving forward. If you watch us on YouTube, you can also find us Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you guys get your podcasts from. You can find the Locked On Big 12 podcast and also find the show on Twitter at LO Big 12. Till next time, my friends, as always, stay safe.